This is Sandra McPherson. The first poem is Simple Science. Our first time, I was not taking field notes. The gift was too great to jot down. Then, together for years, we bothered wild terrain to botanize or bug. When he watered the columned grape arbor in his life's last hour, I didn't see the higher power hieroglyph his fate in the mist. It is long past the season of the notebook and the prosody of the alpenstock. Too late to scribe with my eye the scrub jay fishing from a stone, to muffle, look, look, and grip my husband's wrist with my left that can't write. The scribbler on some occasions is a cloud, and, too, a corpulent eraser. Beware of muddy, grassy diaries. They'll entrap the snoop's boots, bent on finding wonders in those writing fields, owl, shat, moon, bones, dark fountains of ants, a harebell nodding as if reading. The second poem is two short sections, Portraits in My Room. Of a blue blush suit, yours, sullen. Yet before a sapphire bay, yours sparkle. Consort of painters, wife of John Sloan's fame. And this by Agnes Richmond. Thick brushed hair makes a premonition over your ear. A distant boat going further away. Your chin shades your throat. It drank much, said rumors. Stop posing, Dolly. Pause. Three times women rest their chin in a poem. Why we do, I don't know, except girlhood starts it when the hand is small, and the chin a stage beyond babyish. The eyes change, too. The hand has something to do with the glance. Mouth always closed. You can't talk in that pose. But speak?